Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Yod, Mishnah Het. If a thief steals something, he's responsible for that item until he returns it to the proper owner. So if a thief damaged something, or if it was damaged while it was under his responsibility, he would have to pay the owner. But if it was damaged after he returned it to the owner, then the owner would be responsible for the loss. Here we'll talk about what's the definition of returning it to the owner in terms of an animal that was stolen from a flock. Mishnah says, Hagonev tale min ha'eder. If somebody steals a lamb from a flock of sheep, v'hehiziro umet onignav, then he returns it to the flock, but he did not tell the owner that he's returning it, and then later on it either died or it was stolen, hayav be'ahariyuto, the thief would be responsible for it. And this halakha is lo yadu ha'be'alim, lo begnevato, velo b'hazirato. This same halakha applies where the owner was not aware of the fact that this sheep or this lamb was stolen or that it was returned. Since the owner didn't know that the animal was stolen, it's not enough for the thief to now just put the animal back into the flock and assume, okay, he's going to count and everything is back to normal. He would be responsible until he actually goes and informs the owner that he stole the sheep and that he returned the sheep. The reason for this, says the Bartenura, is that when you have a sheep that was stolen or a lamb that was stolen, it's much more bound to wander off and separate from the flock and go on its own. Since it's used to being alone because it was stolen, it has the tendency to go do its own thing and it could get lost. So therefore, the owner has to guard it even more severe than the other sheep that are there. So in this situation, he'd have to inform the owner and tell him, I stole your sheep, I apologize, and I put it back. Just be aware, you have to be on guard to make sure it doesn't wander away. Ummanu et hatzon ushelemahi. But if the owner was aware that it was stolen, and then after the thief returned it, the owner went and he counted the sheep and he found that his entire flock was there, was complete, patur. The thief would not be obligated for any of the problems that come to that sheep later on. The owner knew it was stolen in this case. And therefore, once the thief put it back in its proper place and the owner actually went and counted it, he doesn't have to go approach the owner and tell him anything. As soon as the owner is now aware, once he did the counting, that all of his flock is compensated for, they're all there, then the thief would not be responsible after that.